I apologize, first of all, that this wasn't sent out for Shabbos, but I wasn't in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. We were in Tzfas, and the rest is, I guess, understandable. And even hopefully the lessons are relevant even after Motzei Shabbos. We came to the Beis Alman, Beis HaKvaros, the cemetery of Tzfas. We entered from the bottom. The entrance, the first major landmark, if you could refer to that, when you enter into the Beis Alman of Tzfas, the old Beis HaKvaros of Tzfas, coming from the bottom, is the kever of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the father-in-law of Shimba Yochai. And we know that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was the author of the statement, if you could say such terminology, the author of the statement that the Zehirus brings to Zrizus and Zrizus to Nikias, etc., all the way until Ruach HaKodesh. That became the pattern for the Mesillas Yesharim in his great work, actually Ramchal, the Baal Mesillas Yesharim, and his great work Mesillas Yesharim. Ramchal teaches us in Mesillas Yesharim that a person is here in this world to be Mekayim Hashem's mitzvos, to be Ovid Hashem, and to be Omid Bini Sayon. And in the basic course in Tzfas, you have before you the full range of all of these things. You have the Beis Yosef on the one hand, who is the keeper of the gate of Halacha for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. Zacheni, you have the Harizal, whose shedding of light upon the Book of Light, the Zohar, transforms the quality of Avodas Hashem, not only for those who were steeped in his wisdom, the wisdom of the Kabbalah, but even for those, the laymen, the droplets of light spilled over to them as well. That ending can be abbreviated today. So the base almond there is filled with, you know, on one hand the Beis Yosef, on the other hand the Arizal. Rizal, and then so many on the team. Sha'avru, kol mine yisurim limineyem. Kol mine yisurim limineyem. Of Leba Yisurim, who is a Mukar. I'm sorry, this isn't evil or say. Of Leba Yisurim, Leba Yisurim. Right, but other people there, people from pogroms here in Tzfas, and people from Achmonos on terror attacks, and people from the great earthquakes of Tzfas. What can I say? It's Nisyonos, different Nisyonos. So I thought perhaps we could address some of that issue. Again, as the Mesillas Yesharim said, part of life has been only when you sign all different types of Nisyonos. The Nisyonos of Reish, of poverty, of difficulty, in the Nisyonos of Osher, of success, of fulfillment, how one deals with the ups and downs of life. We back up to last week's parsha. Cain had a Nisyon. Says that on the pasuk, right, he Hevel, Roy Etzon. Hevel was a shepherd. Rashi says, why? Lefishin is Kaula Adamo. Because the earth was accursed. So if we dealt with sheep. And the Gurai asked the question, so why didn't Cain do the same thing? He had first choice. Let him deal with sheep rather than dealing with the earth. Rather than him dealing with the accursed ground. And he answers, first of all, because he felt a responsibility since he was the Rishon to deal with something that dealt with the more basic needs of life. Sheep, the warmth of the wool, the milk, etc. They had no heter, they had no permission to eat of its meat. So it was not the first priority. The first priority was the things that grew from the ground. And the agriculture of the ground, of crops, etc. Or, says the Gurari, get perhaps a nefesh rod, get a tendency towards what? Towards things that were difficult, not pleasant, not blessed. In short, Cain, right? Cain could look at his life as though he were cheated, either by nature or by nurture. Right? Or perhaps it's not the correct terminology. Destiny. Either destiny or by nature. His nature drew him towards that. His destiny, he felt a responsibility to do it. Were he to have borne his burden, right, with dignity, it'd be one thing. But as the Medrash says, brings down actually the Kesser Yonasan, Targum Yonasan, says there was an argument between Cain and Hevel. Cain said, I know the world was created by Rachamim, but I don't believe that it's guided in Rachamim. I don't believe that there's Harva Onish. I don't think it makes a difference in what you do. You believe there was a creator, but you believe that there was no difference between the actions of a Rosh or the actions of a Tzaddik. It was irrelevant. Irrelevant. And Hevel said, no, I believe there's a creator. I believe that there, of course, is Harva Onish, the reward and punishment. The argument that ensued resulted in the death of Hevel. Cain, as it were, allowed the statement, my nature, or perhaps my fate, stinks. The Creator does not care about me. That's last week. Once again, this sort of attitude finds itself following us in the Orev. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that when the Orev refused to go out on Noach's mission, he turned to Noach and says, your master, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin, your master hates me and you hate me. The master hates me. Why did he say that there should only be two of every unclean animal to be upon the teva? But if I were to die, or my mate were to die, that would be the end of us. He doesn't care about us. Because he told him, there's seven. And with us, there are only two. He doesn't care about us. And now you're following suit. You're sending me out. What if I die? Or perhaps, and I make this absurd claim, perhaps you're interested in my mate. Once again, the difficulty in comprehending the ways of the Creator, if born with dignity, the person has been omen ben yisoyim. If not, it takes him down a primrose path to destruction. That's on the one hand. People can have complaints, people can have issues with my nature, my nurture, my fate, etc. On the other hand, the Dor HaMabul was blessed. The generation of the flood, they were incredibly, incredibly blessed. Incredibly, incredibly blessed. Gemara says, once again in Sanhedrin, the Dor HaMabul lo nizga'u. They only became overly proud. Ela bishvil ha-tova shishpi'alahem. Every day was a party. Life was incredibly blessed. It was full of success. And it, of course, as a result of that, it was full of pleasures. The same pleasures, of course, brought them to become a more debauched society. The more debauched was the society, the more self-centered it was, the more violent it became, because each person was only in it for himself. A person who is perceived with desire, right? He's number one, he's the beginning, he's the end. Everybody else takes second place. That's the Dor HaMabul. Then we come to Noah. Noah was not Jinnah and Tzaddik. Ela told us Noach, Ish Tzadik Kumim Hayah B'dor Asav, Es Elokim Yisalach Noach. Pardon me for being brief, but Shabbos is coming close. Chazal, Rashi says, Ela told us Noach, it doesn't mention Shem Cham V'Yafis over here. So what do we mean Ela told us? These are the progeny, these are the offspring, these are the fruits of Noach. Where? Says Rashi, Kanchi Iker, although things are Tzadik Yom Ha'asayim, the main fruits of a Tzadik are his deeds. Noach was a magnificent tzaddik. And yet, after leaving the teva, it says, Vayachal Noach, Yisha Adom, Vayitza Korim. Noach began by planting a vineyard. And the Lashon of Chazal would say, Rashi brings it down, Vayachal is the Lashon of Chulim. Rashi goes further and he says, in the next pasuk, Vayesht min hayayim, Vayeshkar, Vayizgal besoch alom. He uncovered himself in his drunken stupor. He uncovered himself, revealed his nakedness, something that was totally antithetical to his more pure nature. What happened to Noach? What happened to Noach? So the Gemara says, Vayizgal, Lashon of Golus. Golus. A person is attached by his seichel. Is attached by his seichel to the heavens. He animates a sod, man is like a tree whose source, whose roots are implanted in the heavens, and his actions are the spreading out of his boughs and limbs upon this earth. When a person's seichel, as it were, is deadened through drunkenness, he uproots himself. His gal results in Golos, going into Golos. This is a new sign for Noach. What brought him to do this? Perhaps he's being overwhelmed by the destruction. Perhaps he's being overwhelmed with the loss, the sense of desolation, the responsibility to rebuild the world. Whatever it is. But he was guilty of failing in this test. This incredible tzaddik, ish tzaddik tamim me'abedor osavis elokim yisalach Noach. What might have protected him from falling prey to this despondency, which brought him to the drunkenness, which resulted in his downfall? So Meshech Chachma says, brings a medrash. So look at the difference, says the Midrash, between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Noach starts as an Ish Tzadik, and he ends up as an Ish Adama, a man of the earth. Tzadik to Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off as an Ish Mitri and ends up as an Ish Elokim. Says the Meshech Chachma, the difference is the commitment to the Tzibur, the commitment to helping others, the driving force, the transformation of all the energy, in spite of all the suffering that one sees around him, one throws oneself into giving to others, it dispels that. And we've seen this in countless cases in the history of the Jewish people, people like the Panovitcherov, people like the Kleisenberg Rebbe, people like the Rav Aaron Cutler, etc., etc., etc. Those people who, after the destruction in Europe, they threw themselves into helping the Tiber, helped rebuilding. The despondency didn't overwhelm them. Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Tzibur. He went from Ish Mitzri to Ish Elokim. Noach, unfortunately, was, in spite of all of his depth and all of his greatness, but he was by himself. He didn't change his generation. He gave them Po Vasham, but not in the same way as others did. That saved Moshe Rabbeinu from despondency. It turned Moshe Rabbeinu into the great person that he was, the Meshech Chachma. And Noah, unfortunately, was not aided by this usage of such an energy. Different nisyonos. Nisyonos of a difficult nature, difficult nurture, what appears to be a difficult fate. Nisyonos of success. Nisyonos of despondency. Right? Of lack of hope. Of fear of the future. The ticket is remaining attached to Shemayim, and the way to remain attached to Shemayim is making sure that we remain attached to one another, to give one another I'll say good Shabbos, and by the time you receive this, it'll be already after Motzei Shabbos. I apologize once again for the brevity and for the lateness of the share.